It's Radiola, and it's not just Radiola, it's Cheney Palooza on Bastille Day. So, my Republican friends may wish to tune out at this moment, or at least tune out during the commentary, because, and this will ice it down pretty well, well, let's have it.
The opinions and ideas expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect those held by Hamilton College, WHCL-FM as a whole, or the trustees of Hamilton College.
We've got $40 in the bank at 4%.
Get used to it. It's real. It's here. It's today. It was today. But he retreated back into his gopher hole, and he's gone. But he was here. He was here in Utica. I'm Andy Sr. with Radiola, a very special Radiola, to observe the honor, let's say, for some perhaps, a visit from our Vice President Richard Cheney, who is not universally beloved. In fact... Even people within his own party don't necessarily like him. For some reason, even the log cabin Republicans don't like Dick. And I can't understand that at all. He's not that bad. But we continue now, having begun with the La Marseillaise, sung by the Red Army Choir from about 1941. That's when we were pals with the Russians. Who knew? We get mad at them again. And that was off of Columbia 78, followed by Paul Whiteman, a new transfer from a record I've used before, but slightly better transfer. Aha! And somehow I associate that record with Dick Cheney. I find that he's certainly appropriately in there. I think he's, if he had a mustache, maybe, I could see him twirling it. I don't have a mustache, and whatever I have, I certainly don't twirl, so I guess you could say I'm an incognito. And then there was Mose Tapiero with that other hymn to liberty, the William Tell Overture. William Tell refused to salute the cap of the prince on the flagpole in Switzerland, and he was thereby forced to try to shoot an apple off his son's head. So goes the legend. I'm sure they're doing more interesting things in Guantanamo as we speak. So if you wish to find out about that, there's always the Internet. And if you don't like the Internet, go watch television. It's much better for you. Now, continuing with our Bastille Day tribute to Dick Cheney in Utica, New York, at the hotel, we continue with Jean Sablon. And if I can read this in French, it'll be a miracle, because I'm a Utican and we don't speak French. We're monolingual in this country. Prenez garde au grand machin loup. And if that P is silent, I do apologize. 1934. You'll recognize the tune, and then it'll be translated for you.
Prenez garde au grand méchant loup, méfiez-vous de voyou. Il prépare avec ses yeux doux un petit coup en dessous. Mademoiselle, dès ce soir, peut-être allez-vous le voir. Le monocle à l'œil aux mains gantes beaux, ayant tout l'air d'un vieux beau. S'il vous invite à goûter, c'est pas pour prendre le thé, mais pour essayer dans l'ombre à tâtons de vous prendre le menton. S'il vous dit après, l'air est si frais, venez donc respirer. C'est qu'il a le projet de respirer vos fleurs d'oranger. Mais mieux vaut la conserver pour le mal qui vous rêvez. Aussi cachez-vous chez votre papa, à moins que vous n'en ayez pas. Ah ah ah, quant au satire, il n'aura qu'à partir. Ah ah, prenez garde au grand méchant loup, méfiez-vous de ce voyou. Il prépare avec ses yeux doux un petit coup en dessous. Faut pas croire à ses boniments, il vous ment et comment. Puis chez lui pour tous ses bobards, le pied quelque part. Vous monsieur, vous receviez hier au soir un financier qui vous proposait un paquet d'actions d'une mine de saucisson. Un autre est venu vers midi pour vous offrir lui aussi des bons du crédit de Costa Rica et des tramways d'Alaska. Mais ce regard aigu, c'est l'empointu, vous n'avez donc rien vu. Hier comme aujourd'hui, sous cet abîme, c'était lui. Tous les jours des imprudents viennent tomber sous sa dent. En vitesse, il a grogné l'animal, intérêt est capital. Prenez garde au grand méchant loup, méfiez-vous de voyou. Il prépare avec ses yeux doux un petit coup en dessous. Faut pas croire à ses poliments, il vous ment et comment. Puis chez lui, ses bobards, le pied quelque part.
Bye.
I guess that would be appropriate. The March of the Hoodlums, Hoagy Carmichael and his orchestra. Not a version heard all the time. That was actually from the very top stratum of the midden, as I call my accumulated pile of memorabilia and media that I draw this program from each week. Just got that yesterday. Good record in a set on Hoagy Carmichael on JSP. Nice notes by Richard Sudhalter. And more about him later. I'll discuss that with you. And before that, we had. I'm not going to make commentary. This is just the title, "March of the Hoodlums." I guess the other side could apply him to the side making the accusations, which is usually how these things go, especially in most debates. That old left-right paradigm thing. Yeah, let's just keep arguing and let the real winners take all. Before that, we had Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf? Well, not me tonight, obviously. Ben Burney and his orchestra from 1933. Before that, in French, Jean Sablon, Prenez Garde au Grand Méchant Loup. No P there. At least you don't have to pop them into the microphone. 1934. Yes, in French record. Now, to return to the Animal Kingdom. In a complimentary fashion. Perhaps he could be seen as a metaphor, too, for our vice president by some, perhaps. But they were fun to pick out, and I had more fun putting this show together than just about anyone I've ever done. So we'll see how long this holds up. Lonnie Johnson from 1939, Nothing But a Rat.
I let you have my money, my clothes, made you welcome into my home. Yes, I trust you with my family. Why go out and slave all day? you couldn't let my wife alone. Such a low-down rat, until you're rotten from your head on down. You think I'm a fool, enough to beat and knock my wife around. But now your best friend Jack has got your woman. Yes, and he done skipped this town. My man's home. It's fun to you. Now your wife is gone, and you're asking me what can you do. You take it, you low down rat, 'cause you had it coming home. Such rats as you. Reason why so many good homes is wrecked by such a rat as you. You can dish it out, but when you've got to swallow it, you don't know what on earth to do. To call yourself a man. You double cross your papa, you poison your mammy, and your brother's doing time in jail. When your time comes to die, I hope you crawl on your belly just like a snail.
Chicken rhythm, J-Lo. 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 when that rooster start to crow, grab your partner on your way. Then you move out on the floor, cause it won't be long for the break of day. Oh, 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 J-Lo, chicken rhythm. Oh, 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 J-Lo, chicken rhythm, blowing on out that ball again.
Special dedication from everybody who had to go into Vietnam. And Cheney got 5 draft deferments. Chicken Rhythm. Slim and Slam from 1939. Before that, Carl Kressen, Dick McDonough, Chicken a la Swing. Hitting that rather heavily. 1937, great guitar work in there, starting with Lonnie Johnson, another brilliant guitarist. Nothing but a rat. Well, maybe they can do a hybrid now that they have gene splicing. What do you get if you cross a chicken with a rat? We saw him today in Utica. Anyway, this is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamilton College here at Bristol Center. And it's a warm day. Beautiful day for the protest outside. As a matter of fact, if you would like to see some photos that were taken during the height of the festivities down there, the welcoming committee for Dick Cheney, by all means, go to my Radiola blog with the playlist, too, there. The Radiola blog is at radiolablog.blogspot.com. Also, if you just type in Radiola, R-A-D-I-O-L-A, into Google, I'm just a few down the page. So you'll find that, and you'll find my Live 365 archives, which this will be uploaded to very soon after the broadcast, within a day or two. Probably, if I'm not held for questioning. And yes, there's some nice pictures. My friend Herb is in there. He was fashionably dressed in a jumpsuit with a hood over his head. And our cards for our website, which is Uticans for 9/11 Truth. And that's another thing I perhaps should discuss with you, and I will in due time. But Herb is there, and all kinds of interesting people with great signs, and a large group, large turnout. Of course, the media, they decided to put the pictures on of people leaving once the protest was over, so they could diminish the oh, not many people showed up. People love him. Yes, they do. It's an honor. Yes, it's an honor. It's an honor to get the plague, but I don't want to be the one to get it. Now, French music, in honor of Bastille Day. We're going to play a few French things off and on. couple of these sets. Germaine Sablon, I don't know if any relation to John Sablon, perhaps so. La Chanson du Large, 1934. I again apologize for my Utica French. But here it is.
Notre navire a vu l'espace, le vent ne l'influence plus. Quand vient la vague, il fonce et passe, hardi le gars passe dessus. Le monde est grand, la mer est belle, marins errants, tout étincelle. Vers le lointain, risquons la belle et l'incertain qui nous appelle. Et l'incertain, le mauvais grain, c'est la vraie vie pour les marins. Des lames d'argent nous effleurent et vont de bâbord à tribord. Pour ne pas montrer que tu pleures, chante marin et chante encore. Le monde est grand, la mer est belle, marin des grands, tout est étincelle. Vers le lointain, risquons la belle et l'incertain qui nous appelle. Et l'incertain, le mauvais grain, c'est la vraie vie pour les marins. Celle que tu laisses sur terre, jamais de la vie ne vaudra. La fille ardente du mystère que tu vas tenir dans tes bras. Le monde est grand, la mer est belle, marins errants, tout est à celle. Vers le lointain, cherche ta belle, et l'incertain qui nous appelle. Plaisir des marins.
Comme le tam-tam qui résonne dans la jungle sombre au loin, comme le tic-tac monotone qui du temps marque le point. Comme cette pluie obsédante qui s'acharne sur le toit, sans arrêt de rêve fou me hante, toi, toi. Me poursuit dans le tourbillon du monde, solitude si profonde, je suis à toi, rien qu'à toi. Brûle qui me consume et ne brûle que pour toi. Mon tourment ne finira que quand tu me permettras de t'aimer toujours.
Gentlemen, I'm going now to sing a popular French song called Valentine. It is the story of a boy, a French boy, who, when he was merely more than a boy, was madly in love with a beautiful little French girl, you know. She was beautiful. She wasn't very intelligent. She wasn't very clever, but she had a wonderful little nose, wonderful little chin, and wonderful little feet. In fact, she had everything wonderful, you know. And after that, fate separates them. And he sees her long after and doesn't recognize her at all because she has changed so much, you see. Her little nose has become much bigger. Her little chin has become three times as big. And her feet, well, her feet are terrible now, you know. It's a sort of a sad story, but what's the use of crying over it? I'm going to try to sing it with my French spirit. On se rappelle toujours sa première amie. J'ai gardé de la mienne un souvenir pour la vie. Un jour qu'il avait plu, tous deux on s'était plu. Et puis on se plut de plus en plus. Je lui demandais son nom, elle me dit Valentine. Et comme elle prenait chaque jour la rue Custine, je pris le même chemin. Et puis je lui pris la main, je l'embrassais enfin. Elle avait de tout petit poton, Valentine, Valentine. Elle avait un tout petit piton que je tâtais à tâtons. Tontontontaine, elle avait un tout petit menton, Valentine, Valentine. Outre ses petits potons, son petit piton, son petit menton, elle était frisée comme un mouton. Je rencontre une grosse dame avec de grands pieds, une taille d'hippopotame. Vivement, elle me saute au cou, me crie « Bonjour mon loup !» Je lui dis « Pardon madame, mais qui êtes-vous » Elle me répond « Mais c'est moi, Valentine !» Devant son double menton, sa triple poitrine, je pensais rempli d'effroi qu'elle a changé ma foi, dire qu'autrefois elle avait de tout petit poton, Valentine, Valentine. Elle avait un tout petit piton que je tâtais à tâtons, tontontontaine. Elle avait un tout petit menton, Valentine, Valentine. Outre ses petits potons, son petit piton, son petit menton, elle était frisée comme un mouton.
The great Maurice Chevalier being very, very French. And it was, wasn't he? As French as I could tell you. And that was from 1929, Valentina. And he pretty much told you what he was going to do there. I won't elaborate. And before that, and also in honor of the French on Bastille Day, we had Léon Monosson, an American song, translated into French. Tout le jour, tout la nuit. 1935, Cole Porter. Not translating it, I'm sure. And starting with La Chanson du Large, 1934, that's my Utica French. That was Germaine Sablon, but my Utica French is well in evidence. I only took it a couple of years, so naturally, as a proud American, I speak one language, and about as well as you can imagine. And continuing, we have Annette Hanshaw. Now we're getting into the meat and potatoes of this thing. Lovely record, though, from 1930. And, yes, let's jump in with both feet, shall we? Little White Lies.
You led my heart astray. 'Twas just a real sweet chance to learn romance in a perfect way. It was the end of a perfect day. The moon was all aglow and heaven was in your eyes. On
got a feeling you're having fun. I'll get the go by when you are done fooling with me.
I've got a feeling you're fooling. I've got a notion it's make-believe. I think you're laughing right off your sleeve, fooling with me. Life is worth living while you are giving moments of paradise.
You're such a standout, but oh, how you hand out the hocus pocus from your eyes. I got a feeling you're fooling.
And I've got a feeling it's all a frame.
It's just the well-known old army game, fooling with you.
Feeling he's fooling too. I really do. And that was the Carol Gibbons and the Savoy Orpheans, Brian Lawrence and Len Lenner, L-E-N-N-E-R, singing that. And that was, did I write down that was when that was from? 1935 is approximately when that's from. I love these albums that don't have liner notes. Makes everything so much more creative. Before that, Mildred Bailey. With Lies, 1931, beginning with Annette Hanshaw, Little White Lies, and they're pretty much white lies, 1930, but because they're white lies, it doesn't mean that they're little lies, either. And what are they lying about, exactly? Well, they lied about the weapons of mass destruction. Cheney lied about Saddam having anything to do with 9/11. He lied about Osama having anything to do with 9/11. Because they did it themselves. False flag terror operation pulled off by certain elements within our own government. The Project for the New American Century wanted a new Pearl Harbor, and they got it. This is Lord Haw Haw Jr. with Radiola Underground for One Night. I'm Andy Sr., WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. We do have a few streamers, and let's stick with that mood a moment, shall we? I'm gonna.
Burn down the London Theatre.
One.
I burn down the big empire.
Two.
Burn down the London Theatre.
Three.
You burn down the big empire.
Babu la la. Made attempt to burn down the theatre.
Made attempt to burn down the theatre. Serving 7 years long at Carrera.
Babu la la. Made attempt to burn down the theatre.
I never see such conspiracy, burn the theaters in this colony.
Babu la la, made an attempt to burn down the theater.
Burn down the London Theatre.
One.
Oh, burn down the big empire.
Two.
Burn down the London Theatre.
Three.
They burn down the big empire.
Babu la la. Made an attempt to burn down the theatre.
Oh, me little land. Da da be da da da.
Babu la la. Made an attempt to burn down the theatre.
Burn down the London Theatre.
One.
You burn down the big empire.
Two.
Ba ba bi di la da.
Three.
Bi di dat dat bi di dat go.
Ba bu la la.
I talk about a man that is bad, Babu Lala, in the land of Trinidad.
Babu Lala, did I send the band down at the end?
I did the one, baby, daddy, did him, me, did I, did the one, but daddy, did that, did the
Babu Lala, did I send the band down at the end?
With a razor force and he blow his head with a dynamite. If a princess was the bride, I'd never commit suicide. But he blow the dynamite, he blow down the town.
Oh, Lord, blow the dynamite.
He blow, mama, we blow the dynamite, he blow down the town. The cruiser we ever had in the history of Trinidad was a gruesome catastrophe, a heart-rending calamity. When he blow the dynamite,
oh,
when he blow, mama, we blow the dynamite. But worry, suffered pain, because she didn't want him again. So the poor man lost his life, all a through a bad-minded wife. So he blow the dynamite.
Oh, Lord, Lord, he blow the dynamite.
He blow, mama, we blow the dynamite.
Oh, let me boy, he blow the dynamite.
When the news went round the town, the population came tumbling down. For it was a gruesome sight to see a man dead by a dynamite. When he blow the dynamite.
Oh, Lord, blow the dynamite.
When he blow the dynamite.
Oh, Lord, blow the dynamite.
His willpower was a very weak. I am sure that he was no sheep. If he was a chap like me, he wouldn't suffer that misery. When he blow the dynamite, he blows down the town.
When he blow the dynamite,
he blow, mama, how he blow the dynamite, he blows down the town.
We blow the dynamite.
I don't believe no woman at all could have caused my downfall. I would remain on the shelf, but I'd never kill myself. When he blow the dynamite, he blows down the town.
When he blow the dynamite,
he blow, mama, how we blow the dynamite,
he blows down the town.
When he blow the dynamite.